Okay. So before we start, I just wanted to start with a Meshech Chachma, which is the exact opposite of the Mashal that we ended off yesterday. The Meshech Chachma says that in the Aseret HaDibros, we have the fourth Dibra is Shabbos, and then comes Kibud Av-Aim. However, in Parashas Kedoshim, we have Ish Ima V'Aviv Tira'u, V'Es Shabbos HaTishmoru. Right? Then Kibud Av-Aim comes first, and then Shabbos is after that. Why they switch? So the Meshech Chachma says, because when Hashem, well, he doesn't really say this straight out, but this is probably what he means, when Hashem was giving over the Aseret HaDibros, so Hashem's laying down the law. However, once Hashem already told the law, now only the mitzvahs make sense because we have parents, meaning because we have a Mesorah. There's no independent value to the mitzvahs without the Mesorah. So first comes Ish Ima V'Aviv Tira'u. After that, you have Shabbos. So that's the exact opposite approach of what we said yesterday. Okay, where are we up to? Okay, today's daf is not easy. Here we are. Here we go. We had a Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah was to teach us from Aleha Aleha that there is no Yibum by a sister-in-law and so too by every other one of the Arayas. The Gemara inferred, but if there would be no Gzeirah Shavah, then we would say, Asei Docha Lo Sasei. How could we say, Asei Docha Lo Sasei by Yilav Shiesh Bo Kareth, that I would need this Gzeirah Shavah to not by Yibum? Right? That's the question. How could we think? Where is there a case of a Asei Docha Lo Sasei where there's Yibum? Where is there such a thing? And then I have a Gzeirah Shavah, but not by Yibum. So we said to ourselves, maybe the rule that Asei Docha Lo Sasei even by a Kares could be by Kibud Av-Aim, because the Torah goes out of its way to say Ish Ima V'Aviv Tira'u V'Es Shabbos HaTishmoru, that there's no such thing. If your father tells you to violate an Aveira, presumably any Aveira, even about cooking on Shabbos or Shechit on Shabbos, which is what you have curries for, you're not supposed to listen to him. That's Mashma. That in the Kol Torah Kula, Asei, would be Dochalos Asei Sheyesh Bo Kares. Not by Kibud Av-Aim and not by Yibum. And the Gemara says, no, what your father asked you to do was Machamer. He has to do Machamer. What's Machamer? Leading the animal. That doesn't have Kares. That's what the Torah is telling you. If your father tells you that, don't listen. That's what we said yesterday. No. So for sure not. Right? But wait a minute. We're going to reject that. Vafilu hachi lo dachi? So what if your father asks you to violate Mechamer? You wouldn't listen? Don't we say Asei Docha Lo Sasei? Shouldn't the Asei of Kibud Av-Aim be Docha the Lo Sasei of Mechamer? Why not? The Ella, the Kaimalon, we know, the Asi Asei, the Dachi Lo Sasei. Now, the Pasuk says, if your father asks you to violate Mechamer, don't listen. Isn't that the exact opposite of what we know to be true in Kol Torah Kula? Ligmar Mehacha, let's make a rule from here. Delo Lidchi. There's no such thing as Asei Docha Lo Sasei. It doesn't work for Kibud Av-Aim. Right? Doesn't work for Kibud Av-Aim. It should never work. The Rashba asks, I'm not sure I understand the answer to this question, but the Rashba asks, wait a minute. We wanted to say that from Kibud Av-Aim, we could learn what? That Asei Docha Lo Sasei, even when there's Kares. And then we answer, no. It was Mechamer. There was no Kares there. So now the Gemara says, maybe there's no such thing as Asei Docha Lo Sasei. Why couldn't the Gemara have said the same exact inference? Well, for Mechamer, you can't listen to your father. But for every other Aveira in the Torah, we do say Asei Docha Lo Sasei. Why don't we say that? So that's a Derajma's question. So for some reason, the Gemara says the exact opposite inference. If it doesn't work by a Kibud Av-Aim, it should never work.
Because are there any other
low-level Yisurim? Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to say right now. Maybe Shabbos is different. Why is Shabbos different? Rashi says it's compared to Avodah Zarah. Shabbos is serious business. That's why, if your father tells you to violate Mechamer, we wouldn't listen to him. Because it's so machmer, Shabbos. That's not true. For Hatani ba'al makoi. But we've used this pasuk for stam averus. not just Shabbos. And v'lo kaparich, we never ask this question. For example, Titania, Yachal Amalo Aviv Hayitame, I would think if your father, who's a Kohen, tells you, you're also a Kohen, you're the son, go be Matame, right, the whole discussion, why is he asking you that? Either just Stam, or there's an Aveda in the cemetery, he wants you to go get it for him, so he tells you to go become Tame, that's an Aveira. Or, Osha Amalo, or your father tells you, Al Tachzar, don't go back and pick up that lost item. Don't go be Mekayim HaShavas Aveda. You keep on walking with me. Don't turn around. It's also an Aveira. Yachol Yishmolo, I would think you could listen to him. Talmud Lomar. So we say, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u, V'Ed Shem Sosa Tishmoru, Kulchem Chayavin B'Chvodi. You're all chayiv in me. You're all chayiv in my honor. Meaning, your father can't tell you that. You don't have to listen to him. You all have to keep my Torah. Right, we said yesterday, so why is Shabbos singled out? So the Klei Yakar said, because Shabbos is the reason why. We said yesterday. But really, it's every mitzvah. Not just Shabbos. So don't tell me that Shabbos is special because it's so machmir. Any Aveira. Even a Shabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda is very, not such a serious, right? Even a Shabbos Aveda, you don't have to listen to your father. So therefore what? So it must be that we're talking about all Lavin for Shabbos. Even what?
Well, I don't see the whole verse, but if the Torah was out of its way to tell you not to listen to your father,
right?
Why does that mean that the Torah rejects completely the concept of Asad Olfo?
That's the Rashba's question. That's the Rashba's question. Why are we totally changing our pattern of thinking?
If it exists, it wouldn't be any.
Right. That's the Rashba's question. That's what the Rashba is. Right. So what do we come out? We come out with as follows. Right. Right. So where are we up to? We're up to as follows. It must be that we're talking about every single Aveira of the Shabbos, not just Bechamer, even the ones you have curries for. Because otherwise we would say, Aseif not tocholos Aseif. And we know that's not true. It must be we're talking about every law in the Torah, every law for Shabbos, even the curious ones, even the serious ones, even the severe ones. Because otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense. So if that's true, and what? There's a special limud that, by the way, if your father asks you to do it, you don't listen. But that would be, I say the chalos, I say even for lav yesh bokaris. By kibbut of a not, every other lav yes, and by yibam not. That's why I need the gzereshava. That's what we're up to right now. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Right? That's what we're holding. We're trying to find a place in the Torah where Aseh Docha Lo Saseh by Alav Sheish Bo Kares. We found it. We found it by where? By Kibbut of Aim. It's an inference. By Kibbut of Aim, no. Mashma called Torah Kula, yes. Therefore, by Yivam, I need Xer Shabbat to tell me no. We're going to reject that also. Ela, Mishom Dekel Mifrach. But you know what? They have a big kasha on that. You know why? Malahanach. What? You know why Shabbat is special? You know why Kibbut of Aim is special? Very difficult line here. Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. Because it's Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah does not mean a preparation for a mitzvah like it usually means. At least not according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it means Hechsher Mitzvah, you've done the mitzvah. Michael, this is what you were saying yesterday. You've done the mitzvah. If your father tells you, do me a favor, please cook for me on Shabbos. So the minute you cook for him, you're making the mitzvah of cooking, of listening to your father. And by the way, you've also violated cooking on Shabbos. So, but it's Hechsher Mitzvah. The reason why, if your father asks you to do it, you don't listen, is because by him asking you, and by you doing it, you do both. And Rashi points out, but by Yibum, you don't have to do both. You can do Chalitza. Do Chalitza. What are you getting into this mess for? What are you going down this road for? You have an erva, it's his wife's sister, should you do it, should you not? What are you going to do? I say to Chalos, I say, but there's Kareth. Forget all that. What? Give a Chalitza. That's what Rashi says. A lot of kashas on this Rashi, because we have a principle that if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. So Rashi just seems to argue on that principle. We also know that Chalitza is not the equation of Yibam. There are the Gemaras that say that. That Yibam, that Chalitza is a lower kiyum than Yibam.
Except
Koyd Abishal. Well, except Koyd Abishal, right. But that's only because we don't know what your motives are. So but that's what Rashi says. It's a very simple way of learning it, even though the big kashas on it. We'll stick to it. So by Shabbos, it makes very good sense why if your father asks you to violate Shabbos, you shouldn't listen to him. You know why? Because by listening to him, you're doing both. You're fulfilling the mitzvah, but you're also doing the aveira. But by here, you don't have to go down that road. Just do chalitza, and you're off the hook. So you, therefore what? You can't learn out from Shabbos to Kol HaTorah Kula, especially not for Yibum, because Yibum is very different. Therefore, it's possible to say that even without Aleha, I would know that there's no Yibum. Why? Do Chalitza. So we're back to square one. We don't have a source that Aseh Do Chalitza by Alav Sheyesh Bo Kares. Kibbut of Eben Shabbos is very different. Why is it different? Because you actually do something. Here you don't do anything. You don't have to do something. You can just do Chalitza. So, another try. I have very bad news for everybody. This question is never going to get answered. Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to even say the whole question is not even a question. That's the bad news. We've been spending 3 days on it, and we don't even get to a result. Ella, but we're still holding by, we're trying to find the result. So, I have another place where I can tell you, I say do chalos, I say, where this car race. And therefore, I needed the Gzei Roshava to tell me not by Yibim. Where's that? Ella, talk about the Chanayin Atesi Mibinyin Beis HaMikdash. Maybe I can learn it out of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya, Yachal Yehei Binyan Beis HaMikdash Docha Shabbos. I would think that the building of the Beis HaMikdash should be Docha Shabbos. Why not? The assay of building the Beis HaMikdash should be Docha Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah goes out of its way to say, Es Chabsosai Tishmoru U'Mikdashai Tira'u. Kulchem Chayavim B'Chvodi. You're all chayiv in my covet. Meaning, Don't violate Shabbos. My love, doesn't that mean the bona fide soser? We're talking about bona fide halachas here. Bona fide malachas. Building, destroying, you're building the Mishkan. The taima, and the whole reason why you cannot violate malachas on Shabbos and build the Beis HaMikdash is the kasa of Rachmana. Because the Torah said straight out, Es Shabbos said Tishmoru. Cholav hachi, if not for that, dachi. I would say you could. What do you see from here? Same thing as by Kibbut of Aim. I say dochalos, I say with a lav sheish bokares. Not by building Beis HaMikdash, but by the Kol Torah Kula, yeah. And you know what? I have a Gzeira Shava, not by Yibim either. We're going to give the same answer, we're going to keep on going. So the Gemara answers, lo, not true, lav demachamer. What is the Torah assuring when it says, don't build the base of the Mikdash on Shabbos, lav of Machamer, not one with Kares. So first of all, Rav Sachs points out in his Sefer, and Rav Asher Weiss also, we all know the Rashi in Parshas, there's two Rashi, same Rashi in Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Vayakel, that the smuchin, the reason why the Torah puts Shabbos next to the building base of Mikdash, to tell you that the building base of Mikdash is not Docha Shabbos. And here we have an entirely different reason. So how many times does the Torah need to say it? What? No, same thing. The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, same thing. Right? The fact that the beginning of Vayakel says, well, Sevaru Eishma, right? And Rashi right, says it right there. The fact that they're together tells you that building Beis HaMikdash is not Docha Shabbos. And now we have an entirely different thing from the Pasuk. How many Limudim do you need? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that there's a Mechilta that says that perhaps one of these limudim is authoring, let's say, if the knife breaks or the mizbeach breaks. So I would think, this kal v'chomer, is why you would think that should be docha Shabbos. I got to do the avoda right now. I'm allowed to do the avoda on Shabbos. Maybe I could also do fixing up, getting prepared, heksher for the avoda. Kamash v'lon, you need two limudim. I want to tell you that's no good. I want to tell you the actual building is also no good. So Rashi Weiss just asks an unbelievable question. So what's the answer? The answer is that when did the Torah asser? What is the Torah assering when it tells you don't do that on Shabbos? Mechamer. So wait a minute. If Mechamer, so that what? That you're using Mechamer to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Mishkan. So if Mechamer was in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't it be one of the Lamas HaMalachas? You hear that? Right? If Mechamer was there, Shouldn't that be one of Lamatas Malachas? So he gives two answers to this question. One of the answers is, we remember from Shabbos, from 2 years ago, that which Malachas in the Mishkan were considered, which activities in the Mishkan were considered Malachas? Right? Hach tahavi Mishkan chashivi. Being in the Mishkan, that's how the standard way of reading it. Being in the Mishkan wasn't enough. You also needed chashuv. So maybe Mechamer is not chashuv. That's one answer he gives. The other answer he gives is, I'm not sure I understand this answer, he says the only malachas that were usher were those done by people. And then Mechamer is being done by the animal. Even though you... What? But technically you could do it. Here, Mechamer, by definition, you can't do it. It's the animal schlepping. You're not doing anything. So he says maybe that wouldn't be included. And first he even says, where was the Mechamer in the Mishkan even? Was it even there? Then he says, yeah, maybe it was. The animals are schlepping the boards. We know there's such a thing as they were schlepping those boards, so it could be there was Mechamer. But either way, it would not be one of the Lamatas Malachas. Either it wasn't Chashuv, or it wasn't done by people. Okay, so where are we up to? So now the Gemara said that when the Torah says that Shabbos, you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, that's only talking about Mechamer. Right? That what? Of course, we're talking about Mechamer, and it's not a Kares. So I have no source that I say Doch Elo, say with a Lav Sheish Bo Kares. So the Gemara says, same question as we said at the top of the Amid. V'afilu Hachi Lo Dachi? Wait a minute. It's still not Docha? So therefore what? So let Mechamer be Docha, let the building of the Beis HaMikdash be Docha, the lowest that they have Mechamer. The Elo Kaimalon, the Asi Asay, V'duchi Lo Sasay. We know, I say, Docha Lo Sasay. Now you tell me that I can't do Mechamer? V'ligmar Mechacha, so let's learn from here. The Lo Dachi. There's no such thing as I say Docha Lo Sasay. It doesn't work by Mechamer. V'chi Tema, Shani Lavi De Shabbos Techamimi. And if you want to tell me, well, Shabbos is different. You know why? It's much more Machmer. But we all know we're all scared of Shabbos. Shabbos is Rashi compares it to Obi and Avodah Zarah. Serious business. No, V'atani Ba'almokai. We've used the idea of Asay Docha Lo Sasay with Shabbos involved. I'm sorry. We've used the idea of not violating Shabbos, or used the Pasuk. V'lo Kaparach. I would never ask that question. The Tanya, the same exact story. Yachal Avalo Aviv. I might think, if your father tells you, Hayitameh, become Tameh, Osha Amalo Al Tachzir, or he tells you, don't go pick up that Aveda, Yachal Yishmalo, I would think you could listen to him, Talmud Lomar, Ishim of Avaviro, Kulchem Bayavim Bechvodi. So when the Torah says, so the same question we had before, we're going to give the same answer, but we're going to reject the answer. So when the Torah said, on Shabbos, by the way, you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash, it must be talking about genuine, bona fide malachas. It can't be talking about only Mechamer, because then I would say, I say it's not Docha Lo Sasay, and that's not true. So it must be talking about bona fide. So we have a good source. Really, I say Docha Lo Sasay when there's a Lav Sheish Bo Kares. Not by the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but everywhere else, yes. And you know what? Not by Yivim either, because I have a Gzeir Shava. So I found the source where I say it's Docha Lo Sasay Sheish Bo Kares. I have a source. Right here, building of the Beis HaMikdash. So by the way, this is the daf where all the poskim talk about the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim. If your father asks you to violate an Aveira, you don't have to listen to him. But there's a lot of gray area. What if your father tells you, I don't think you should go to the sukkah tonight. It's very, very cold. The sukkah's down the block. Don't go to the sukkah. So don't eat mizonos. So only have potato chips. Do you have to listen to him? Very gray area. So it's only a kiyum of a mitzvah, it's not a chiyum of a mitzvah. If he tells you, I don't want you to learn Torah, you don't have to listen to him. What if he says, I don't want you to learn Torah in that yeshiva? You can go to the other yeshiva. Or I don't want you to marry that girl, you marry the other girl. There's a big shilas in Kibbutz of Aim. How it's all stemmed from here. How far does it go? There's also a discussion, what if his reason makes no sense? What if he tells you, I don't want you to pick up that aveda? You know why? No reason. Does that count? Or even then you don't have to listen to him. Right? He doesn't even give you a reason. Or does it have to only make sense? It has to be logical. So it's a very, very big discussion here. It's beyond the scope of Daf Yomi. But a lot of it stems from this Daf. All these questions about Kibbutz of Aim. They all come up when you get older. Yeah?
So those cases are Asay versus
Asay. What? No. So right. Some of them are Asay versus Asay. Right. True. But the point is, it's one mitzvah versus another mitzvah.
But by a veda, we're not talking about veda. Is that an asay and a los asay?
Yeah, someone asked that question. That's an asay and a los asay. Right? Maybe you're only violating the asay with halamta. Right? Someone asked that question. Okay. So we have our good bona fide source. We have a source of asay docha lo asay sheish bokares. So the Gemara says not so fast. Ella mishum dekel mifrach. That's a problem. You know why? Malahana. What about the case of building the Beis HaMikdash? Shekein hechsher mitzvah. And you're building, you have a hammer and a nail, and you put it together those boards, you've done the mitzvah. Right? As opposed to Yibum, where you can get out of it by doing Chalitza. Right? As Rashi Weiss points out in that piece, in Parashat V'yakel, he says, don't tell me that it's not even asei dochalos asei because it's not ba'idna. Because we know that the binyan, for example, the malacha of bona, the shear is a kol shehu. I put in one nail, I'm over bona. But we know that the only time asei is dochalos asei if it's ba'idna, at the same moment. I didn't build a base that I put in one nail. Well, it was put in one nail. So it's not ba'idna. So Rosh Hashanah says, you can't say that because it's a continuous process. Okay. So what do we say? When you're building the Beis HaMikdash, when you're banging the nails, when you're putting everything together, you've done the mitzvah. You've done the mitzvah, you've done the avera at the same moment. And what do we say? But by Yibam, you don't have to go down that road, you can just do Chalitza. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. We said that already. Tepikli mihasam. We said that already. We said the Bekibat of Aim already, that answer. Can't say the same answer twice. So the Gemara says, you're right. Enochanami, you're right. Why does the Torah say, what's the Pasuk? Why does the Pasuk say, Es Shabthosai Tishmoru Umikdashai Tira'u? Why does it say it in the same Pasuk? What's it teaching me? It can't be teaching me this whole thing about Binyan. I know all this already. Has it for Kibbutz Avim? It's the same story. So you know what? It's teaching me something entirely different. And I don't have a makar for asei dochalos asei. What's it teaching me? A little bit. We have for a few lines. A little, not agadata, but it's not hard. So what's it say for? Mi boyale l'chidatanya yachal. I would think yis yare adam b'mi mikdash. A person should have fear of the mikdash itself. The Tosfos says maybe you should have to bow down to the Beis HaMikdash. To bow down to the building itself. Beis HaMikdash. You don't bow down to the building itself. Talmud Lomar es Shabbos et Shmur ves Mikdash et Tiro'u. Nemra Shmira b'Shabbos, v'nemra Mora b'Mikdash. It says Shmira by Shabbos and Mora by Mikdash. Ma Shmira Hamura b'Shabbos. The Shmira that it says by Shabbos, Lomi Shabbos Atam is Yorei. You're not afraid of Shabbos. You don't have Mora and Kavod and Oneg of Shabbos itself. Elami Misha Hizir ala Shabbos. It all flows from Hashem, the one who was mitzuvah on Shabbos. Af, so too, mora ha'amura b'mikdash, the mora, the fear, the reverence that it says by Beis HaMikdash, lo mi mikdash ata misyare. It's not from the building itself. You don't have to bow down to the building. Ella mimi shehizir al ha'mikdash. It's the one who commanded it. It's Hashem. Ve'ezeh hi. I'm not sure why I would have thought otherwise without this limud. It's obvious that you don't bow down to buildings. You bow down to the God who told you to build the building. I thought that would be obvious, but I guess we needed a limud for that. Ve'ezu hi mora, b'mikdash. And what are examples of mora? Lo yichanes adam b'harabayis b'makolo. Don't walk in with your stick. B'manolo, with your shoes. B'pundasa, with your money belt. U'ba'avak sha'al raglov. When you're dirty, the dust is still on your feet. V'lo yasu kapandaria, don't make the Beis HaMikdash to a shortcut. Right, I want to get from the Mount of Olives, so I'll just walk right through. Don't do that. Walk around. Same thing with a shul. Uvirikika mikal v'chomer, and also rikika is a kal v'chomer that if Rashi says what the kal v'chomer is, that you can't spit. Also, it's not appropriate to spit in the Beis HaMikdash. All these things are respect for the Beis HaMikdash. The ainli elabes manshe Beis HaMikdash kayim. I only know that holds true if the Beis HaMikdash is around. Bisman she'e Beis HaMikdash kayin minayin. So even when it's gone, like today, it's not there, all these same rules still apply. You can't go up, if you can't go up there, but all the Rishonim and all the Echon and all the Poskim point out that our shuls have taken on that status and all the reverence that you have to have in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to have in a shul. Talmud Lomar, Esher Apsotet Tishmar, B'toshet Tiro, Mashmir B'Shahamur B'Shabbat L'Olam. Shabbat is an eternal mitzvah. It applies every single week. It's eternal. Atmor Hamur B'Mikdash L'Olam. So too, it's eternal. Okay. What do we get out of this? We don't have a source. We don't have a makar that I say Dachalot today with Lav Sheish B'Kabbos. We don't have such a makar. So why, back to the question, why did I need the Gzeir Shava from Aleha Aleha? One more try. Ella, here it is. Solkadai Techamina, I would think, Tesi Mehavara. We learn it out of the mitzvah, the Avera of Lo Sevaru Eish B'cholmosh Mosechem B'yom HaShabbos. You're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. We also learn out from that Pasuk that you are not allowed to, Bezdin is not allowed to do Misa on Shabbos. They're not allowed to exact punishment, they're not allowed to do one of the four Misvos on Shabbos. Both of those are learned out of this pasuk, from different words of the pasuk. We're going to see right now. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. It says in the Torah, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Voseichem. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why did it have to say that? We know it says in the Torah, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. So why was it singled out? So we all know, Ma Talmud Lomar, Il Rabbi Yossi Lelav. According to Rabbi Yossi, Havar is different. The other 38 Malachos, you get Skila. But for this one, you only get a lav. It's only Malchus. Either Rav Nathan, or according to Rav Nathan, l'chalek. According to Rav Nathan, it's to make a l'chalek. Why? Because out of the 613, the Avera of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha is only one. It's only one. Out of six, it's not 39, it's one. Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, it's one lav. How do I know that you get Malkit, you get Skila, or you have to bring a Chatas if you do a Peshogeg for each and every one of the 39? How do I know that? Because the Torah went out of its way to tell me one. So the one, which is Havara, is L'chalek, to tell me that if you do one, you get one. If you do two, you get two. Three, three. Even though it's only one Lav in the Torah. Right? So when we had this Daf on, we had this Gemara on Daf Ayin in Shabbos, so I asked the question, so why of all the 39, why was Havara picked? Why is Havara so different? Why is it so special? Why Havara? So I saw in the Shari Aaron, he says, according to the one who holds that Havara is Lulav Yatzis, you know why it was special? Because it's Mutar on Yontif. Since it's Mutar on Yontif, it goes down a notch. It goes down a notch, but only Usser in Havara. It's only Usser as a Lav. And according to the one who holds it's L'chalek, why Havara? Because Havara was not created on Erev Shabbos. It was created Matzah Shabbos. So I would have a Havamina on some level. But we know all these Zohars that the building of the Beit HaMikdash and the creation of the world and the Malachas on Shabbos, they're all connected. But this wasn't even around on Shabbos. It was created on Matzah Shabbos. So the Torah says, oh yeah? It's the only one I'm going to mention. The only one I'm telling you is Havara. Okay, that's just B'derech. Why Dafka these? Anyway, the point is, Havara was singled out. The Tanya, Havara l'lav yatzis, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rav Nosson Amar l'chalek. Rashi says something fascinating. He says, in the Rashi of l'chalek, Shelo tomar eno chayev b'skila, don't say you're chayev in skila, ad sheyichal al Shabbos b'chol hamalachas, until you're over all of them. So Havara was singled out to tell you this. It's different. It can be split up. So everyone asked. Rashi says you got to do all the malachas. You have to do all the malachas. What? What kind of havamin is that? So no. So Rav Nachum says the havamin is because it says losasa kol malacha. It says kol. Or he says it says mechalaleha most you must. If you violate Shabbos, mechalaleha most you must. So the ha means everything. You do so many. Just the Mizrahi points out in Chumash, he says, wait a minute, the Mekoshesh Eitzim only did one. He just did one Aveira and he was put to death. What's Rashi talking about? That was a Havamina. So the Mizrahi answers, either you have to say that it was Harasha. It was Harasha, right? And a Hanami. You have to do all 39. But here we're going to make Harasha. Why would the Mekoshesh be deserving of Harasha? I don't know. Or he said, no, that was after, that Rashi was, that's after the Zvart. After we know this, then the Mekoshesh would even get Skila for one. Okay. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, Tana Moshavos. Tana Moshavos Kakashale. The pasuk l'sevaru eish b'chol moshevoseichem b'yom haShabbos. That word moshevoseichem, that bothered Rava. Why? Because moshevoseichem means wherever you are, wherever you are, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Chutz La'aretz, b'chol moshevoseichem, you're not allowed to fire on Shabbos. So that bothered him. Moshevos mat tamad lomar. Why does Torah have to say that? Michti, wait a minute. Shabbos chovas hagufi. Shabbos is a chov on the guf. It's not connected, Rashi points out. It's not like Truma or connected to Eretz Yisrael in any way. So, Chovas HaGufi, V'Chovas HaGuf Nohag is Bein Be'Eretz, Bein B'Chutz La'aretz. It applies everywhere. I needed the Torah to tell me, wherever you are, you got to keep Shabbos? That's so obvious. B'Moshavos, Tekaz HaRachmana B'Shabbos, Lomeli. So why is Moshavos even mentioned? It's so extra. It's extra. We know that. You can't keep Shabbos only in Eretz Yisrael. Of course not. So the Gemara says, Mishumer Bishmol Amar Talmud Echad. So one of the Talmidim said, you know why it says it? Lefi Shenemar, since it says in the Torah, V'chiyia Be'ish Chet Mishpat Maves, if there's a guy in the world who's deserving of Mises Bezdin, he's deserving of Mises Bezdin, V'humas, so he gets Mises, you gotta kill him. Shomea Ani, I would think, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. But it doesn't make a difference what day of the week it is. A guy is deserving of Misa, gets Misa. Whether it's a weekday, whether it's Shabbos. Umani Mekayim, what about Michal Leha Mos Yumas? That anyone who violates Shabbos shall be put to death. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to explain what the Havmin here is. Why should that Pasuk change what we do to a guy who's Chayiv Misa? That's tomorrow's daf. Bishar Malachas. So maybe that's every other Malacha. Chutz Mimisas Bezdin. Except for Bezdin. In other words, that should wait. Wait till Sunday. O eino ella afilu misas bezdin. Even misas bezdin. Right? So we don't know what to say. We don't know what to say. If a guy is chayiv misa, does he get his misa on Shabbos or not? Right? Like I said, tomorrow we're going to stop here right in the middle of a story because it just goes on and on. Tomorrow the Gemara will explain what the Havmin here is. Why should these psukim dictate one way or the other? Umani mekayem v'humas. Oh wait, doesn't the Torah say that if somebody is deserving of Misa, he has to be put to death? B'chol v'lo b'Shabbos. It's only on the weekday, not on Shabbos. O eino ella afilu b'Shabbos. Maybe it's even Shabbos. Maybe even on Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, the Torah says, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh voseichem. They have the word Moshe Voseichem, it's extra. Ulahalan hu omer, and later on it says, V'hayu eila lochem chukas mishpat l'dor voseichem b'chol Moshe Voseichem. That pasuk is talking about Bezdin. Ma Moshevos ha'amurim lahalan b'bezdin. The word Moshevos is talking about Bezdin, it's Gzereshava. Af Moshevos ha'amurim kan b'bezdin. Right? So what's going on here? Bezdin. V'yomar Rachmana, and the Torah says, Lo Sevaru, don't do it. Don't light that fire. Don't cause that Misa. So what do you see? What do you see from here? Now we didn't finish yet. My love, don't we hold that Rav Nosson he? Don't we hold, isn't this whole story going according to Rav Nosson, the Amar who said, L'chalek Yatzisa? That the reason why Lo Sevaru is mentioned is to teach me that you get kares. It's l'chalek. And v'tayma, the whole reason why we don't put somebody to death is the kas of Rachmana, Lo Sevaru. Ha lav hachi, if not for that, dachi. It would be docha. Meaning, it's the same principle that we've been saying all along. The Torah says you cannot put somebody to death on Shabbos. That's a lav shiyesh bo kares. Here, you're not allowed to do it, which is mashma, kol haTorah kula, an assay, right, the assay of fulfilling Bezdin's misa, it should be docha, the lowest assay of lighting a fire. It's not docha. But, kol haTorah kula, it would be docha. Therefore, I need a gzei reshava to tell me, but not by Yidum either. It's the same thing we've been saying all along. Right? You look puzzled. So that's the kasha, and the Gemara answers, lo, Rabbi Yossi. It's really Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said it's only a lav. So it's the same question that we've said all along. It's the same answer. So the only question is, that if we need this pasuk of Lo Savaru to teach me that there's no Misa, right? No Misa is Beis Din. Then what about Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi? How do they learn out their opinions of Havara and, right? Of Havara Lalav and Havara Lachalak Yotzes. Can't learn two things out of the same word. Which one is it? Right, the word Rosh Moshe Voseichem just teaches that we're talking about Beis Din. Lo Savaru tells me there's no Misa on Shabbos. We had this on a Tuesday night shiur. It's a separate one of the Tayag mitzvos that Beis Din is not allowed to do their Misa on Shabbos. It's a separate lav.
What if Beis Din violates it? Is that an issue curse or is it an issue lav?
So it's Masha from here, it's an issue. Oh, so we don't know, it depends. According to Rabbi Yossi, right? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's an issue lav. According to him, it's an issue curse. Like even if you're going to get skila and there is no srefa, right? I think it's the same thing. So Tosfos asks, so what about havara lalavet havara lachalak yotzes? Tosfos answers, it could have said lo sasa kol malacha b'chol moshe vaseichem b'yom haShabbos, and I get the same halacha out of that. So the halacha is no mitzvah on Shabbos. The Torah went out of its way to say lo savaru, so therefore. Torah was out of his little Savaro, so we learn both. Okay, we're going to finish early because we're going to stop in one more line. Oh, okay. Fetehevi nami Rabbi Yossi. But wait a minute, it could still be Rabbi Yossi. So this might be what you're asking. Emar da'amar Rabbi Yossi havar lav yotzas. When did Rabbi Yossi say that if you light a fire on Shabbos, it's only a lav? That's havara gredasa. That's havara only alone. Only by itself. Havara de Beis Din, but Havara of Beis Din, Bishul Psilahu, you're burning the wick. You're burning something else. It's not just a kindling. For Amar of Sheshes, Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samanim. What's the difference? What you're cooking? What's the difference? So, therefore, we're back to our question. According to both of them, But just hit me right now. So according to Rabbi Yossi, how could you ever do Havara without also doing Bishul? What are you burning? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. If you're burning a candle, aren't you also doing Bishul? Mali candle, Mali food. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. What are you lighting? So here, Rashi says that psila shel aver matich vizrokal toch pi. Right, they used to light some kind of something and put it in the guy's throat. So what do they light? Some kind of lead. So Rashi says, what's the difference if it's lead or if it's food? So then, how could there ever be havar by itself? It's always going to be in combo with bishul. I don't know. I just that question just hit me right now. I have to be eyeing on that. So back to our question. Our question is, according to both of them, we have a situation that what? According to both of them, what's the question? We're going to stop here by the question. According to both of them, whether you hold havara lalav or lachalik, you have an assay of bezin carrying out their misa, is not docha alosa say sheyesh bo karis. Either it's havara or it's havara plus bishul.
So it would be, but there's a limud.
It would be, but there's a limud not here. But l'kol tara kula, it's okay. And then I need a gzeir shabbat to tell me, but not by yibum. So we still have not answered our question. What was our question? Our question was, why do I need a gzeir? I need the start. We started off as follows. There's a gzeir shabbat that says that if your wife has a sister and she's married to your brother and your brother dies without any children, so maybe you should marry your wife's sister. There's a gzeir shabbat, you don't do that. You don't do that. She's an erva, and there's no yibum. No yibum, no chalitza. Gzeir shava. So the Gemara said, and if not for that gzeir shava, I say it's docha losa. How could I ever say that? How could I ever think that I say it's docha losa de sheish bo kares, that I need gzeir shava to tell me not by yibum? That was our question. We have not answered that question yet. And like I said, we're not answering it.
I think between bishop sin and some other, that's what I'm saying, that it's for consumption.
It's not normal.
Uh-huh. So just to burn something, it's time to destroy.
Goes lepiv is different than something where you just.
You're just burning it just because you want to burn.
Or you're creating the dyes.
Right, uh-huh. Uh-huh. So if you're just burning a candle, that would not be bishul. Okay. Okay. So we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Razna, Mir Tashem, will be back tomorrow. We'll pick up from right here. And tomorrow we'll get back to actually real Yavamas, believe it or not. Not an easier, it's just different hard. And today's shiur was learn Le'Nishmat, Yisrael Issa ben Sion ben Yaakov, and Shabbat Shalom ben Aliyah.